Hey, it's Casey.
I'm Meredith.
And this is Kiera.
And we're three best friends in a long-distance relationship.
We've learned some valuable lessons along the way over the last 10 years of being friends.
Now let's get to it, because...
It's been forever. You know what podcast? I know, like, this is our podcast, so thank you for listening, you guys. Keep listening.
Yeah.
But also, I love...
In case you didn't know,
this is a podcast.
In case you don't know what you stumbled upon, yeah. Surprise. But I've been really into Crime Junkie. Do you guys like...
Oh, I've listened to that one before. Yeah.
It's so good. And there was recently a two-parter that came out, and I just was like cooking my food after I came back from the gym, stayed up till 11, just like listening to both parts. And it was just so fun. And I don't get scared that easily. Like, some people don't like listening to crime, and I get that, but like, I kind of do.
Oh, I'm obsessed. I've never been scared by any, like, I want you to scare me.
Just absolutely.
I'm scared.
Make me my pants.
I'm scared.
You're scared. Okay.
Like, whenever I take our dog out at night, like, we still wake up at like 3 a.m. to take him out. And I like any little noise, I'm like, I'm getting murdered. Like, I'm getting
literally
murdered.
You know where you live, right?
I know, it's the safest.
I have the highest probability out of the three of us
in your neighborhood.
You probably you sleep with your house unlocked, I bet you.
Okay, so then
I only if I forget.
Mayor, I'm not allowed to go get the mail without locking the apartment. That is Bryce's rule. I can't go down the stairs to go get the mail and not lock. He goes, yeah, we're going to lock it.
Maybe I shouldn't advertise that my house.
Okay,
is
what's your address?
No one knows where you live.
Yeah. Do you want my social security number too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll also take your credit card number.
Well, awesome. I mean, you probably will change your ways with a child there now. So I think it'll be fine. But also, you do live in a safe. I will say.
You literally live in the safest town ever. So like, you can probably chill a little.
I think the worst thing that's ever happened there is like maybe someone stole a tulip and then like got thrown in jail
from
for 24
someone's
hours.
Yard.
So
no, if you pick a tulip, it's a $250 fine.
Oh, sorry, fine.
Okay, if
that didn't
give us an insight of how safe your freaking town is, I don't know what else we can possibly do.
I kind of
actually there was a teacher that molested a bunch of kids.
Oh gosh, okay. From our school,
at the school that I used to teach at.
Okay,
it was like before. It was our senior year at Northwestern was when it came out.
That's
so
sad.
So one really, really bad thing. But
I hate that.
Yeah. But other than that,
okay. This is
let's intro. I mean, because we're just talking the episode
anyway. We could
just
do this. So hey, welcome to It's Been Forever podcast.
Yeah,
I'm Casey.
Yes. And I'm Meredith.
And I'm Kiera.
Yeah.
And
that was perfect.
And obviously, we didn't do that at the beginning, but it's okay, everyone. There's no rules.
There's no rules. This is our podcast, not yours. If you want to make rules, make your own podcast.
But like, if you actually hated that, could you like let us know too? Because we can totally change the order.
Please write us an email, but also give us a 5-star rating
like,
and review.
I mean, like, there's like no pressure.
And also, tell us how we're are we doing okay? Do you like
okay,
it?
Did you like that? Spotify, though, we have a lot. We have a really good rating. It's not perfect, but it's almost perfect.
Isn't it like 4.8 or something?
I thought it was 4.9.
Actually, this is really funny.
Reviews.
This is really funny,
who
though.
Gave us 4 stars?
Okay, let me tell you, because I know I know someone.
Is it your mom?
No, it's not my mom. My mom doesn't even know how to open Spotify. Let's be real here.
I'm crying.
Okay. So sorry, Kath. You don't though.
Sorry, Kath.
So I think this was back in July. So this was like when we first. July of 2023. So this is like we're relatively new at this point. We went home for cousin's wedding and we were with Bryce's family. And I'm going to give Benjamin, give him a shout out. So hi, Thea.
Hi.
If you're listening.
Hey, Benj.
Your wife is beautiful.
Yeah, she's amazing.
I'm stunning.
Her name is Theodosia, by the way, if anyone wants to...
Which everyone and their mom is naming their kid Thea around here in my area. And I was like, I knew a Thea before.
And also her name is Theodosia. Like no one is anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we're Thea is like super into the podcast, which is super cute. And then Bej goes like, yeah, it's really good, but I just want to let you know I gave you 4 out of 5 stars because I do need you to humble yourself. Which, if you know Bej, is the funniest thing ever. And I take zero
That's
offense.
That's so rude.
I take zero offense to it because
I take full offense. Okay. Bej. I'm sorry, but offense
just
taken.
And like, I don't think he was joking.
Yeah.
And I don't That's care. So funny. I think it's funny. Like, we don't need 5 stars. Like, whatever. Like, 4.9 is more realistic than 5 anyway.
Yeah. Fine. You're right. Because we're not, at the end of the day, we're not perfect. No. We are 3 imperfect people coming together, making a beautiful podcast. And 4.9 is. It's good. It's pretty. If you round up, it is 5. So that.
If you round up, we have 5 stars.
Technically, we have 5 stars by. Yeah.
You're correct.
So anyway. Oh, so I think one of them was Bej. If anyone else gave us 4 stars.
You're dead to us.
Screw
I don't know your reasoning, but you probably had good reasoning behind it. So. Oh. I don't know.
I think of. I think of Ben. Because I remember. Was it 4 years? Yeah, it would have been 4 years ago with the Trump-Biden election. He had some tweet that was like, guys, just vote Trump in because we're going to have this exact same election 4 years from now otherwise. And now look where we are.
How did he know?
How did he know? Wow. Is he also a writer on The Simpsons? Mm.
Who are you guys voting for?
You're so stupid. You're literally the dumbest person I've ever met.
The way you just casually say that. Kiara's been on fire
What's
lately.
What's your deal? Why are you so funny?
Are you on drugs? It's called 8 hours of sleep, I think, actually. It's called, I've actually been like going to bed at 11.
At 11?
Is that bad? Yeah.
That's still late.
Oh, Kiara, I thought that was amazing. I was so proud of you.
Well, that's good for you.
No, Kiara's Mira's trying to backtrack right now and like trying to get on board with this. I was on board from the beginning. Just want to point that out.
Thank you. Thank you. I wake up at 7:30. So that's about 8.
Oh, no, that's perfect.
Hours.
That's literally what I do like every night. So I'm literally
so
proud of you.
I'm getting my sleep, but I just like stay up a little later.
I'm so proud of you. I think
my
you're doing
mind
amazing.
Is sharper. The more I look into, the more I look into 2 things, flat earth and sleeping for 8 hours.
Actually, if we can find like a pinpoint or like a pivotal moment of when Kiara started to be funny last week, it was when she brought up flat earth.
It was when she brought up flat earth.
And
would we be funnier if the earth was flat?
Earth is flat, you just are funnier.
So I'm gonna just say I'm a flat earther and then just see what happens. Maybe I shouldn't. You guys don't listen to me. But for the sake of, running with it, I will.
All right.
I'm just saying that there's been a lot of things lately about the firmament that I am starting to believe.
Can you tell us what the freaking firmament is.
Okay, so biblically, going back to Genesis.
In the beginning.
In the beginning, literally, God created in the spoken word to bar. That's something else. Not the Bible. Sorry. Anyway,
something else.
He created the heavens and the earth.
Yeah.
And, it was a void. And then he created the firmament separating the waters.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where a lot of flat earthers, I think, get their idea about flat earth.
Like if you're taking a biblical standpoint on flat earth rather than like
biblical, correct. Okay. Then just like believing
like
it
science
for
and
no
like
reason.
The fact that it's not. But anyway, keep going.
Correct. I am going to quick do a Google search of biblical flat earth.
How does that make it automatically flat then though? Because it can still, I mean, there's no
because
water.
Because the water
up
is
here,
flat there. Because the water's flat. No. So obviously the earth is flat.
Hold on.
Because she doesn't know the answer, so she's on Wikipedia right now.
I'm a fresh flat earther, so.
You're new to the movement.
I'm new to it. There is flatearth.org if you're.
Oh my gosh. .org. That means it's like actually kind of legit a little bit.
Right? There's a couple takes. So going back to conspiracy theories, we have an episode in. Season 1 about this, and this was one that people threw out. They're like, oh, this is kind of funny, but let me tell you.
Okay.
The face of the earth, the Bible talks about the face of the earth a lot. What does that mean? Is it like the face spherically or the face flatly,
firmamentally?
I'm just saying
for mentally. But it also talks about the pillars holding up the earth.
What so I think the pillars? The Bible does?
The Bible does.
Mm-hmm. Which show you can verse. Totally take that as like a figurative, like a metaphor. But
because I'm not remembering a verse about pillars.
No, I do know what she's talking about. Like the pillars of.
I'm finding it. Oh, the foundations of the earth and our supporting pillars of heaven. In Genesis 1, 9 to 13. This is what it says. Also, for those of you who don't read the Bible regularly, this could also be way far-fetched. Even those, you know, that do, like us.
Okay, and then also a little far-fetched. And then also let me add on top of that another disclaimer. We literally never talk about this. So I don't know where Kira is coming with any of this. And
this is true.
So if this is your first episode, I am so sorry. Kira just literally went hee hee. Kira literally just went hee hee.
Okay, shut up. This is out of left field. I also can't really see you right now because I'm trying to. Oh, Genesis 1:9 says that the earth sits on the pillars. So I think that's also where a lot of people get this idea that the earth is sitting on pillars. The earth is flat.
Mm-hmm.
And also the face of the earth makes more sense.
Well, face, like there can be like. Like face is just the surface, you know. So like,
yeah,
it's just
what's
word
the original?
Surface.
What's this the original?
Yeah, can I get the original Hebrew, yeah. please?
Okay, well, hold on. Keep talking, and I will circle back.
Okay, so while she's gone and searching the original Hebrew, so that we can get a literal translation.
Yes.
What we're trying to say is Kira basically woke up one morning. I think she was having a manic episode. And she starts sending the weirdest messages we've ever received.
It started with the TikTok.
It did.
Let's just go from
so
there.
She's back. Okay, I thought you were researching.
I mean, I'm back because I will say this started. I woke up on Friday after my full 8 hours and was like, I'm gonna get on TikTok. The first video I see is about Flat Earth. And I was like, I'm gonna do a deep dive. Because one thing about me, I love diving deep into something that literally either means nothing or has no significant meaning. So I will say this in preface. I am not a flat earther. Okay. I know I said that at the beginning. But
I literally have a direct quote of you saying I'm a new flat earther.
I know. And I'm literally contradicting it and I'm confronting my own self and saying I'm not. But it is
You're
fun.
Curious. You're I'm flat earth curious.
Thank you.
I'll allow that.
Because I want to be in the mind of people that believe that and why. So I'm trying to find like the narrative to believe it. So anyways. Carry on as I.
So I think maybe we will do like a quick screen recording of the group chat this morning because this particular morning Kira is going literally psycho.
Yeah,
and she starts rambling on, and then I decided to make the teensiest change to my Instagram. And like, I can't emphasize to you guys enough how teensy of a change this was. I literally edited my bio. Bio.
We got notified of that.
Oh, did you?
That's how she knew. Yes. Because Casey added like a little microphone.
I added the podcast to my profile.
So then the podcast got a notification. Okay. Casey added you to
In my defense, I didn't get that notification because I'm the one who literally did it.
Yeah.
But anyway, I say this is creepy because this was not even 5 minutes after I did it. Kira screenshotted my profile and was just like, nice.
Okay, nice. It's because I did get notified. I'm back. And I did find my scripture, so I'm ready to go.
please tell us.
Yeah, it's because it got notified. And I was like, oh, I wonder what it was. And then it says, Casey mentioned you in her profile. And then I screenshotted.
And then
maybe it was still creepy, but
well, and then the last thing that took me over the edge, Kira said, okay, hot take. Keith Urban is hot. Like,
yeah, it was just such random things.
Yes.
Oh, you're right. I was on one. It was like probably not even 12 o'clock.
No, it wasn't. You sent the first text message at 9:40 my time, which would have been 9, 10, 11, 12, 40.
So I guess it would have been
12:40. What are you, on lunch or
but
something?
But still, yeah.
And then she sends a TikTok, which I probably didn't watch. And then she sent another TikTok.
Okay, the TikToks have been good lately. You always get on us for not watching your TikToks. You guys, watch my TikToks. They're funny.
I did watch that SpongeBob one.
I did watch a little bit of the SpongeBob one, but I felt like you were just trying to like be involved with our lives, even though you didn't watch SpongeBob.
Yeah, she sent us a cover of a SpongeBob. Yeah,
which honestly, good cover.
That one was cool.
Good cover.
It was good cover.
But
yeah, thank you.
Basically, from that point on, Kira's kind of been funny, slash she's had some good ideas.
It's because the flat earth.
And she's made us laugh a lot.
Yeah.
Which, not that she
doesn't. Not at her.
Not at her. Like, yeah. Like, you genuinely made laugh.
Which is surprising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's surprising because normally it is at me. And that's fine because, that again, that's our dynamic. If you're new here, mm-hmm. that's just how it is. But when, especially, I feel like when Casey says, Kira, that was funny, I'm like, I know that she genuinely means it.
Because I will tell you if it's not happy. Funny. I'll tell
right.
you.
Exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what's been going on lately with Kira. And so we're just kind of proud of her. But you have to take the good with the bad. You know what I mean? Which
I
is
know.
What takes us back to this scripture reading that Kira has
I know.
For
Let
us
me
today.
Just wrap up this little tidbit that I have. Okay. So this is what I think maybe the Christian flat earthers believe about the earth. And a lot of it too is NASA's never gotten a full depiction of the earth. A lot of it is composite images thrown together, and that's what makes like the earth. And so I mean, obviously they would probably believe that we maybe have never been on the moon. I feel like those kind of people fall in the same category, I would think. Mm-hmm. I might be wrong with that, but this is the scripture that,
where there's like strings on the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, this is the scripture, Genesis 1:7-9. Also, this is King James Version.
Oh, gosh.
So
that
I
just
think
makes
this is the
wow.
Okay. It makes sense. But okay, and God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And he called the firmament heaven, and evening and morning was the second day, and blah, 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 blah. So we're going to post a picture, and it's pretty much the earth like this, flat. Sun, moon, firmament, heavens above it, the earth on pillars.
Also, she's using her arms to try
wildly
and portray this.
Wildly.
Yeah, that probably doesn't even.
It's not helping me at all, but you can keep going.
No. I think
it
now
looks
that
like you're doing solfege.
That is hilarious. I forgot about solfege. But yeah, that's one of those things that I went on deep dive. Again, I don't believe it, but it is fun to like again, like birds aren't real. That was one of them. It's fun to think like, okay, what if they aren't? And like dive into it and like just see why. And see, like you can kind of understand where people get it, even though if you're like, that's not right.
Well, but I honestly, mean, we were supposed to get raptured yesterday. Which
we were.
Didn't
mm-hmm. We're still happen. Here. Surprise. That we're recording on April 9th, the day after the rapture. So
bless up.
Which actually leads into a good hot topic.
Okay.
How was the eclipse for you guys? Happy post eclipse day.
I don't think you could really tell in Oregon. It wasn't one of like the main
really?
Zones. But this used to be, or not used to be, but in 2017 there was another eclipse. And here in Oregon was the place to be. But just this time around, it wasn't for us. It was more on the East Coast, parts of Canada and Mexico. We didn't really, honestly, it's always really cloudy here this time of year anyway. So even if something happened, I literally didn't even see it. So that was my eclipse.
I think it was an 80% coverage here, but it was so cloudy, no one could see it. Mm. So,
Well,
what about you, Kira? Did your life change?
Too. I mean, I will say my life is completely drastically different from yesterday at about 3:12 p.m. No, it was kind of funny because me and one of my friends were like, let's go work outside. We go outside to our little courtyard area where we have picnic tables, and probably half the central staff was out there with their little sunglasses.
Yeah, did you have glasses? That's my question.
Was she
did
wearing
you have
the
glasses?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Well, here's the thing. An hour prior to that, I was like, oh, I kind of want to see it. And then my friend was like, well, do you have the glasses? And I was like, what do you mean? And I'm like, as much as I'm on social media, I
You didn't know anything about the glasses.
No, I didn't know anything about the glasses. I'm going to be straight up. But someone had some extra, so I
can
did.
Can you just wear sunglasses? Or is that not enough?
I think they have to be special. Like,
Because I guess you are staring directly at the right. sun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, I guess that makes sense.
I know that there was some bootleg eclipse glasses going around. People were selling fakes. I did see that.
Which is oh, so
that's
bad.
Awful. So bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's awful.
My mom was talking. I was talking to my mom yesterday, and she said that the 2017 eclipse, mm-hmm. that one of our family friends, he's like, you know, just a good old boy yeah. farmer. Like yeah. he was like, I don't need them glasses. And he, as Casey said, her mom did this yesterday, mm-hmm. raw dogged the sun. And just, which I thought that was such a funny
that
term
sentence.
For
it. I'm going to make that looked, our quote for the week.
Looked, she just was yeah. straight up looking at the eclipse. And he had like retina damage, but yeah. it doesn't happen right away. Like it's like days later that you notice like, oh, my eyes really hurt. Mm-hmm. And then you go to the eye doctor and it's like, yeah, you damaged.
Yeah, your retinas you know, are right. actually destroyed.
Fried. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's so. What scared me is that right before I went out with no glasses, my same friend was like, well, last time someone went out and just looked at the sun mm-hmm. and now she has blind spots in her eyes. I'm like, okay, actually my eyes, I am legally blind anyways. Yeah. So I don't need that addition.
You don't need it to be worse.
The spots. So I said no. And then I did only look with the glasses. And honestly, here in North Carolina, it was like 80% totality.
Ooh, so that's actually really good.
It was actually,
really
actually cool. Yeah. Yeah. So I'll send you some photos. I mean, it wasn't like crazy where I was trying to get a photo of like of the sun and it didn't really like show up a ton. But my brother actually sent me one from Pennsylvania and he was, I think, in like the same range.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My sister said oh, it yeah, was pretty yeah. cool there. And like the school was optional. Like if you wanted to.
Oh, that's so cool. I mean, talk about yeah, like real life science right there.
Yeah. That's yeah. true. And I think like even like if you were in school, they like went outside for mm-hmm. it and were like encouraging parents to get glasses for their kids. Yeah. You
well,
know,
that's really cool.
Yeah.
It's because we're in the firmament. That's why you can
okay.
see.
All right.
The, okay. I'm kidding. But I am going to send you a little photo with me in the glasses. Yeah.
But hey, if you were in a good area and you didn't have glasses, just stay and check with yourself. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
this will come out next week. You'll know by
now. I'm going to check in with my mom, honestly, because I'm a little nervous.
Honestly,
I don't know. I should have took a screen grab of this, but she literally at one point showed a video of herself looking up at the sun.
Stop.
And I was like, Kathy,
what are you doing?
That's so bad.
And my mom has like bright blue eyes. Bright. And she already has like bad retinas. She had a detached retina at one point.
Oh, Kathy.
No, so she got a buckle on her eyeball. She's like, Case, why are you sharing my information all over the world? I know that's probably what she's thinking right now. But mom, you can't
bring Casey back on the pod.
Bring Kathy, you mean?
Kathy.
Oh yeah, sorry.
I'm here. Pod. Sorry, I'm not good enough.
Sorry.
Don't need ya.
You can't just don't look at it. I don't know. Do you guys remember that one video of Trump looking directly at the eclipse last time?
No.
Yeah, it's really funny. You know, he's doing that one like Trump face where his lips are like,
oh,
and then he looks up and he like that. With his hand over his eye, literally goes,
"I'm gonna do
what are
Trump
you doing?
Eclipse.
Yeah, that's Trump eclipse. It will literally pop up and then send it here because it's really freaking funny.
Oh yeah, I
Uncle
see
Joe. Do you see it? No, they probably were
Uncle
like,
Joe
hey, buddy,
see Jack Squat.
We're not going to go out today. We're not going to go out today, okay?
We're not going to go on our walk in the garden today.
We're going to stay inside, all right? Oh, well, Kira, those are actually really dope pictures.
Those are cool, right?
Yeah.
Okay, the last one I sent, which we'll also post. So this is the shadows from, there was like a bush in our courtyard. And look, they're little half suns because it wasn't the full shadow. So that was, I think, the coolest part was that if you would have gone out with like a disco ball or something, you know, it's normally like a circle because it reflects the sun. It's little half
I wondered
suns.
What that was. That's really cool.
I know I didn't get it, but that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I just thought she sent us an artsy picture.
So did I.
It's cute.
I mean, I thought she was like the sun was going through, but like not all the way, like a tree or something.
No, it's literally the shadow. It didn't do the whole shadow.
Listeners,
I think
we'll put this on the story so you can see.
Yeah.
What we're talking about.
Yeah. I will.
Very cool.
What a time. And we're still here to tell the story. Mm-hmm. So I wonder what all the people are doing now that
thought we were going to get raptured.
Well, here's the thing. Here's my take on Like the Bible literally says, you won't know.
Yes.
So anytime anyone like assume or like guesses, predicts when it's going to be, like that's just not it.
It drives me insane.
I know. And also, it's not like Jesus is not returning until every nation, tribe, and tongue has been reached, and every nation, tribe, and tongue has not been reached yet.
Yeah.
You know, like we got work to do before that happens.
Yeah, you better get to work, people. I think that's what it means.
Not us.
You better get to work.
Everyone else better get to work.
And then everybody else, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to work less actually right now.
Yeah. I'm trying to cut back my hours.
Crying.
Did I tell you guys what I told my boss?
No.
I don't know.
I told him after Easter, I'm coasting. Until maternity leave.
I know you've told us that, but I didn't know if you made that clear.
Maybe I didn't say that on the pod. But then and he was like, how about, can we do cruise control? So that there's still some
still in control?
Yeah.
That's
I was like, I can do that. I thought that was funny.
You're like, I guess. Yeah. Also, I know you can't see us, but Mare is bouncing on her birth ball.
She is really, really bouncing. It's like almost making me a little nauseous.
Okay, sorry. I'll stop. My hips were really hurting, so I wanted to sit on my ball so I could like.
That's no. I totally,
little,
totally get it. Totally get it.
But then I get bored and I'm bouncing.
I'm just a wimp when it comes to anything.
It's okay.
Movement related.
Yeah.
Wait, fill us in on your baby shower. Did we talk about that?
Oh yeah.
Podcast?
I don't think so.
We did actually.
I don't think we did either.
I think we talked about it in real life, but.
Okay. Tell us about your baby shower, Mayor.
Yeah. So I had my baby shower the Saturday before Easter. So it was like a week and a half ago now.
About a week ago.
Yup. And I had a lot of fun. I thought it was fun. I requested, because here's the thing. I always get like anxious inviting people to like a bridal shower, a baby shower. Because do people really want to come to those? You know what I mean? Like,
I think the right people do.
The right people do, yes.
I was going to say, like, I want to go to your stuff, but like.
I know. But sometimes they're just like chuggy or, you know, whatever.
No, 100%.
But I knew the friends that were throwing this. I knew it would be very fun. Mm. And I specifically requested the like cringy games.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So like what, like taste the baby food and guess what ingredients are in it.
Okay.
You know, or like.
Give us the rundown.
The worst one was, well, worst but best, was melting candy bars in a diaper, in diapers, and people have to guess what the candy bar is.
Oh.
So, like, a Snickers bar, you know, it's, like, melted and has, like, peanuts in it and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, it looks
like a blowout.
Did
they lick it? Like, were they eating it?
No, they didn't have to do that. Like, they said, you can use whatever means to figure out what it is. But most, we all just looked at it, you know?
Mm. Okay.
So, and then the last one was, I saw this on Facebook, little tiny plastic babies in an ice cube. And everyone gets one in their drink. And whoever's melts first has to yell, my water broke, and they win.
Mm. Wait, that's
but
cute.
Then I was just left with a bunch of plastic babies. So the shower was held at our church. So I hid them all over our church.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And the next day was Easter, and there were kids running around like, what are all these little babies doing? Like, they were all trying to find them. I thought it was really funny.
You're
or
like,
put them on my
Jesus.
Coworkers' desks.
Oh, that's funny.
I put one on our director of operations desk, and he put it on the pulpit then.
Oh,
so like
funny.
When the pastor got up on Easter morning to preach, there's this little plastic baby up there.
How many babies did you order?
I don't know. I didn't order them. Alicia did. There's probably 20, 30.
Oh, okay.
That's not,
I thought maybe you were going to say like 100.
No. They're like the size of like your like thumb knuckle, like, you know.
My thumb knuckle.
Like your top knuckle. Does that make sense?
Like the top like half of my thumb or like just my knuckle?
Literally itty bitty.
That's just the top. Well, like, just little. Like the space in between your knuckles. That's like how big they are, you know? They're really tiny little babies. But.
Small little.
But yeah, it was really fun. My mom came out for it. So she was here last weekend. And she loves basketball. So we watched March Madness because my mom wanted to watch that.
I gotta get content for the pod.
Instagram. You take the same freaking picture.
You're the only one that looks cute, though.
You take
the
same.
Only one that looks cute.
I literally threw my hand up.
What else are we gonna be doing?
I threw my hand up because I was like, what are you doing?
You can say, hey, we're gonna take a pic quick.
No, but I wanted to be sneaky about it.
You're not, though. Like, that's what you don't understand.
This
you're
is
not.
What you do.
I know. I'm no not thinking about it.
And then I picture we're both like,
shut. Okay, fine. Okay, everybody?
I don't want to.
Well, yeah. Whatever. I don't want to now.
Okay, well. Okay, continue your story. I'm not taking photos.
You're so dumb.
Okay, so sorry. That was basically it. Yeah, it was really fun.
Well, good. I'm glad you had fun.
Yeah.
Mine is coming up on Sunday. So woo-hoo. I'll give you guys a recap next week.
Please.
Yeah.
And I don't know anything that's happening. It's all a surprise. So I'm thrilled. I'm just going to show up and be like, what's up? I'm having a baby. So.
Yeah.
Wait, who's hosting it?
My sister and Allie.
Oh, cute. Nice.
And it's going to be at my sister's house.
Fun. That is so fun. Yeah. Who all is going?
I haven't even looked at the RSVP.
Okay. Casey, her sister, and Allie.
Yeah. I know that.
Those three.
The three of
it.
Us. Mm-hmm. I just, sometimes I don't know because I've never been a bride or a soon-to-be mom. It like, I can't tell what the vibe is. Is it like church friends? Is it like only like family and a couple close mm-hmm. friends? Like what the vibe is? Like bachelorettes make sense. Those are kind of like your
conglomeration.
Girly pops.
Yeah.
But like the showers... The groups are confusing to
totally.
Me right now.
Well, let me give you a rundown of what my shower is going to be.
Okay.
It is a conglomeration of work friends.
Is that a word?
Yes, it is. Conglomeration.
It actually is.
It is a word. Oh, I thought it was just conglomerate.
That's a way to say the word, I think. But conglomeration. I don't know. Maybe it's not a word.
But a clump.
It's okay. We get it. Yeah, it's fine.
Now I'm second guessing everything I've ever known in life because I definitely have said that word like a lot in my life.
No, it's
fine.
It
is a word.
The process of forming a conglomerate.
Yes.
Oh, so but the conglomerate is the noun.
Yes.
So yeah. It's a conglomerate of.
Yeah.
A number of different things, parts or items that are grouped together. A collection.
Guys, we've never claimed to be a vocabulary podcast.
No. Nope. Not religious, not a flat earth podcast, but a not a conglomerate podcast.
A conglomerate.
Yeah, it's just a conglomeration of a bunch of conglomerates.
That's what this episode is, too. We have no topic.
No.
We're just
no.
talking.
This, it's a conglomeration. This episode, we're just
conglomerates.
To be honest.
We're the conglomerates. Okay. Anyway, it's a conglomeration of a bunch of people. Some work friends and then some just friends. But mostly I've like met a lot of these people through work.
Okay, cool.
And then I'm actually going to have a family shower following the child's birth. So nice. If you didn't know this.
And then like a little meet and greet.
Yeah, if you didn't know about this, I don't know what I'm having. I don't know if I'm having a boy or a girl. Purposefully.
Yeah.
On purpose. You know by now, purpose. Yeah. I really don't know. And so it's just kind of fun that we don't know. And so after the baby's born, then it's going to be like my grandparents are coming. Bryce's aww. Parents are going to be in town. My parents will be here. And then like cousins, aunts, and uncles are going to be invited. So that is going to be like a lot bigger. And that's going to be family. So the first one is basically just friends. So
are you 34 weeks now?
33 and a half. I mean, 33. Whatever.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
Basically wait, but you're also 34.
I'm 36.
No, she's 36.
Oh, 36.
We're always like a two.
Well, I'm 35 and a half.
Yeah. It's like we're like 2 weeks, two and a half, depending on the day apart from each other.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. 4 weeks from tomorrow is my due date.
Does that make you kind of want to throw up a little bit?
Kinda.
Yeah.
Well, like I'm sitting in our nursery right now, looking around. I'm like, we got a lot.
Oh, same. I'm literally sitting in here, like I got to take all that crap to Goodwill. I got to dust that.
Did come today though.
Oh, good.
I have our car seats back there and our little humidifier.
Oh yeah, I see it. So. Mayor, I literally have that plant. Have we talked about that
really?
Before?
That's so cute.
It's a fake one from Target.
Yes. No, I literally have it.
Yeah. Oh, fun.
I have to go grab it so I can prove to you that I have it.
Prove it.
BRB. Because okay,
I don't believe you.
Put it on the pod.
BRB. Can you get up?
Casey can't get up, to be honest. At 34 weeks, you just can't.
My abs started hurting really bad, and I looked it up, and it said if you are trying to like sit up, like you have to roll to your side and push yourself up. There it is.
Casey came back.
Okay, well, I want to. I'm gonna
wait. Hold it up. Hold it up, Case. Hold up your plant. Hold on. I got a
picture. See, we're in favor of this picture.
I know. And the thing is, I'm trying.
That's cute.
I got it. I took a screenshot.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Anyway.
Cute. Fun.
Target for the win. I'm not gonna lie to you guys, I'm probably gonna bawl my eyes out once you like send a photo of your babies, because I don't know how else I would know that you're like, I feel like given birth, but I'm gonna cry.
Well, and like, how do I say this,
unless you don't,
I don't know, what are you gonna say?
If I were you, Kira, I would bawl your eyes out more about Casey and Bryce's, because it's two of your friends that like, I remember when Isaac and Alicia had a baby, I was like, aww, it's this like little thing from these two people that I love. Like, I love both of them. So, and I know you love me and like you love Noah too. But yeah, like Bryce is one of your best friends. Casey's one of your best friends. And so they're like, they have. And like, I feel the same way. Like, there's just this little.
I know.
Like, niche-y.
Like, what the frick? Like,
just a little baby, you know, of like a mixture of the both of you.
It's just weird because, aww, like, we were stupid little 18-year-olds that met each other. Actually, we were just talking about this the other day. Like, who,
almost 10
who were
years
we
ago
to, well, literally be 18-year-olds and be like, I love you.
Yeah. Wait, no. I opposite of hate you.
Okay.
I opposite of
herself.
Yeah. That's good.
That is one of those things that, like, good. I just hate that I said that and I don't ever want to bring it up. And then everyone always freaking reminds me. Because
it's so funny.
It's so cute.
It's so gross.
Oh, it's cute. It's like, yeah, an 18-year-old would say that. Yeah, you're 20, yeah, 27 now, so it'd be weird if you said it. But an 18-year-old, it's cute, you know?
Yeah.
I guess, whatever.
Yeah. No, I think I'm going to cry, like, both for different, like,
different reasons.
Different, like, reasons.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I am definitely going to cry.
Yeah. I love when Kira cries.
I do too. Because
she, like, tries to not cry.
Because she's a 7 and she kind of hates
feelings. I don't really cry often.
She kind of, like, tries to fight it the whole time.
Oh,
which
yeah
makes her cry more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love it.
I'm going to have to, like, if I'm at work, I'm going to have to, like, excuse myself for the rest of the day and be like, I
need to take a personal day.
Sorry, I need to take a personal day. I'm going through something personal.
I'm flying to Monmouth, Oregan. That's
actually, we do have a little airport. Sorry. If you have a small aircraft.
Okay. Well, the thing is, I am going to see you both and your babies at some point. I just don't know when.
Baby might be like 5.
But I hope not.
You can come to the family shower if you want.
Okay. When is that?
June 21st.
My thing is, if I make it out to one, like, I might as well just take a 2 week and just do both, even though you're like kind of far away.
Oh,
but
not
like,
even remotely here, close.
No,
but not even close. But from here, they feel doable.
If you're flying halfway across the country, you might as well go the other half the way,
the
too.
Entire way across the country.
Right. So I will wait till baby girl and baby question mark are born. Do we love or hate that? Also, if it is. And if it is a boy, though, I have a lot of boy clothes since my brother and his wife are also having a girl. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of cute boy stuff, so I don't know what to do with. So if you also have a girl, I might just save it for like maybe baby number
bought
2.
Bought baby clothes before you knew.
It's just the most cute thing.
It really
I've
is.
Ever freaking
oh, yeah.
Heard.
Yeah.
And it's just like the cutest things. And also, if you never have boys, I will just keep them for my
Isn't
own
your
self
friend Mary
in case
having
I do.
A baby? What's she having?
Also a girl.
Oh, okay. Funny.
So there's funny. A lot of girls.
Wow. I actually have a bed right now full of boy baby clothes.
Mm. Okay. So
because
you
I got it from my cousin. So it's just kind of chilling. I mean, some of it's pretty nooch, so I can make it work. And also the baby's going to be home with me for like a good portion. It's like, who freaking cares what the baby wears?
Yeah true.
He's wearing a floral whatever she's wearing. I registered for a ton of like dinosaur stuff, or not a ton of dinosaur stuff, but like, or like I registered for these teethers that are tools, you know, because I feel like I don't know, I
don't better to do that than like a flower or something.
Yeah,
well, yeah, I don't know,
I mean, that's the thing. You don't know until you know, you know?
Yeah. Well, and my friend Sarah, her son, Sheffield, he carries around a baby doll. Like, and she was like, I didn't, like, force him on that. But then he'll, like, play monster trucks with his baby doll, you know?
I love that. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
So they may not even like what you get anyways.
Yeah.
That's kind of...
It's funny. They like what they like.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just...
Just like us.
The way it is. Yeah.
Something I've been learning in pregnancy is like... I cannot. Well, and there's just like literally no control over anything that's happening to my body.
Oh, zero.
And I was like, that's how it's going to be with this child. Like, I don't have any control over... Like, I can try to make like a sleep schedule. I can try to like raise this child with like... with these values that Noah and I have, but like at the end of the day, we don't have any choice, any control over what who this child grows up to be. We can help form a path, but which is a really scary thing. So I think pregnancy is just like a launch pad for like, I don't know what's gonna happen. You know,
Casey's raising her hands in there.
Well, I'm like launching. I'm like taking off.
Launching.
I'm like Superman.
Yeah.
I was gonna ask if that's like liberating or more like fear inducing. Like, I feel like there could be like some people like the lack of control,
yeah,
and some don't. But granted, maybe with kids it's like a whole different world, so like everyone's kind of
Just glad I'm not a type A.
Yeah,
because
okay, yeah,
if I was a type A, I think there's be things that I'd probably be freaking out about more. Not that I am not concerned or worried about things, but you know, I'm just, Bryce and I are so just go with the flow in a lot of ways that,
yeah,
we did decide though, if Bryce was the girl in this relationship, things would be way worse, way more hectic.
Oh, that is funny.
Way more stressful. So we're just glad that he's not the girl.
Yeah,
that is hilarious.
Yeah. But funny. I think it's cool that I don't know what I'm doing and I have to just figure it out. Like, to me, that's
and like
exciting.
Neither did our parents.
I know,
you know.
Yeah, I was gonna
no
say
one
that
does.
Too.
No,
like,
one
no one does. And also, each kid is so different. Like how someone parents one kid might be perfect for them, but someone else might need either more discipline or more like. I don't know what the opposite of discipline is, but like just everybody.
Not
like
discipline.
There's like gentle parenting is a big trend now, you know, or
yeah,
not
I've
trend,
seen that
but
a
big wave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. It's funny.
Like,
it's just
probably don't know.
It's just funny. I mean, even the way that Bryce and I are, like if we have a Bryce kid, we don't really have to worry about a lot of things opposed to like if we have a Casey kid. It's just funny. It's
Yeah.
But also
that's true.
It could be like us. Straight, not any of our personality kid. Like, who knows?
Yeah.
Who
They're
knows?
They're going to come out of the womb just an avid Rubik's Cuber and go to tournaments to Rubik's Cube.
Okay, that was like
that was
literally
most, okay.
a 3 month phase that he doesn't even do it anymore.
I was going to say, is that supposed to be Bryce?
I
don't even remember this phase.
He went, it was such a short phase, Mary. It's like not even worth remembering.
Was that when I was in Lincoln? Because I remember Pooch, his brother, was really into Rubik's Cube for a while. So I could see it being like he was into it because Bryce was into it.
I think he got into it because Bryce was into it. Yes. I think it happened
with like the office.
Yes. Junior year. I think he went through a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, that makes sense. That timing lines up.
That does make sense. Also, I do just want to preface Bryce's brother. His name is not actually Pooch.
Yeah,
his name is Aaron, but we call him Pooch.
No, please
believe
call
that.
Him Pooch.
For no particular reason. It just
that's always been his nickname.
It's always been his nickname.
Yeah.
And actually, that's actually kind of cute because last episode. When your mom was on and talking about nicknames, like that's just in both of your.
I know it's actually it's funny. It's
you know?
Super nicknamey on both. Like Bej doesn't even make sense.
And what's Chris? Isn't
Crush.
Like Crush?
Crush.
Yeah.
So whatever your baby, like whatever they come out, their gender, whatever have, you name them.
Like, we won't call it by its name. Yeah. It, we won't. Like, it will have
the name. The name is irrelevant, obviously, at this point.
Yeah, the name is already irrelevant.
It's a legal right. thing. Yeah.
Like, Bryce and I will say the names and we'll already be modifying the names into a nickname before we even
I use love the name. That. That's funny. That's just so you guys.
Yeah. That was just.
And that's cute.
It was fun.
Mare, are you going to call your baby girl by her?
There's one name that we have that if we name her that, we have a cute nickname for.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yes.
Honestly, you have to consider the nicknames as well. You have like, to if you're just picking out a name and not thinking what other people are going to say, that's a mistake.
Yeah.
So my sister's last name is Foot. I think I've told you guys this, but I don't know if I've told the listeners this. My sister's last name is Foot. Mm-hmm. And they really, really liked the name Harrison. But what's the nickname for Harrison?
Harry Foot.
So they did decide that even though like they were like, we wouldn't call him Harry, but kids at school would call him Harry and would make fun of him. So
I have a cousin, but, Harrison. We definitely call him Harry.
Yes. But Simon's, her husband, his brother and wife then use the name Harrison. So there is a Harrison Foot.
Okay, that's good. Okay.
And they, but and they, they've said like, but we're not gonna call him Harry, but he's gonna get called Harry.
You know,
and like maybe it won't matter. Maybe his personality is gonna be like that cool, funny kid that's like, yeah, I'm Harry Foot, you know, and it'll kind of work.
True, that's true.
You know
true.
What I mean? Like some kids like get made fun of,
totally,
and they're like,
know
yeah,
what you mean, but they own it.
They own it. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I'm a Harry Foot. What you do ya? Totally. Maybe
so, and our last name is Hop, so we have to think about like that's a verb,
right? Like you're not gonna name the baby like Bunny or something.
Yeah, which I wouldn't anyways, but even okay. Like have I told you guys this? I really like the name May. That's my my grandma cute. Effie, her middle name is May.
So you're thinking, like, you
she'll be
hot.
Born in May.
Yes. So like let's say okay, if that's the first name, May Kiera, if Kiera is the middle name, May Kiera Hop. That's like a question.
Don't let that go to your head, Kiera. Don't let that go to your head.
It is going to my head, so thank you.
And then if you flip it around too, you could be like, well, it's just the middle name. It would be the answer to that question, Kiera May Hop, you know. So either place you use
interesting.
It it just yeah, so we will never have a kid named May, which kind of, I just like that name. I think it's kind of cute. M-A-E. Anyways,
well, I mean, nothing really goes with Nietzsche, right. So you kind of just got to pick and choose your battles at that point. So.
I'm not crying.
Chi Nietzsche?
That's perfect. Sorry, that was so stupid.
I mean, so stupid. If you feel like you're the first person to ever say that, you're wrong. Yeah.
I've definitely heard that.
Baby name, baby girl, just like, man, I just would love to name you this.
Should we do Mare Brings on the Mood?
Yeah, bring us down.
Yeah, okay. Bring us down. We were kind of headed there anyway.
Yes.
So. Yeah.
Okay. I want to know, and if this one is too hard to think of, we can cut this and we can do a different one. I have options.
Okay.
What is the weirdest thing you believed as a child?
I have one.
What is it?
Oh my gosh.
So you guys probably know this about me now, but I love pickles. And I can't remember if I've told this before, so sorry if I have, but I literally love pickles so much. I love pickle juice. I love specifically a dill pickle. Don't give me a sweet pickle. Don't give me bread and butter. Those are the same to me. That's gross. I only want sour pickle. So I probably started loving pickles as much because my older sister, Carlene, was super into pickles. So I probably copied her, but I actually do really love pickles still to this day. Just ate one yesterday.
I really want one right now. Now that we're talking about it.
Yeah. So
couldn't be further from
my dad hates pickles. And I don't think he loved the trend that I was starting to go, like the path I was starting to go on.
He said, not my daughter.
So he told me something that I believed for the longest time.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And that is, if you eat too many pickles or drink the juice, your blood turns to water.
What?
Oh my God.
I feel like I do remember you saying this at one point before, but I don't. But that like is a wild lie to tell a child.
Oh yeah,
blood
turned to water.
blood turned to water.
So that was his way of limiting how many pickles I ate slash the how much juice I drank.
Yeah.
Did it work?
Yeah, of course it freaking worked.
Horrifying.
He was like, but like, you don't want to have too many because you don't want to turn too much of your blood to water. I'm like,
too much of it.
Fair. Okay. I should probably stop after two.
You're like, I should probably not eat any more pickles today.
Oh my gosh. You're like, why do they even like sell these?
So it's like, I knew it wasn't real because I knew I could see some pickles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But my mom never told me it wasn't true.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when I got older in elementary school, definitely like before I went to middle school, got to the point where I was like, you know what? I don't know about this.
Something fishy about this.
Yeah. And so I brought it up and then it wasn't true. Wow. I do also have another too.
I know. Yeah, go for it. You're reminding me of more. Yeah.
Okay. I think I was maybe 7 or 8. Very impressionable age, right?
Yes.
My sister was getting married, my oldest sister, Cammy. So I would have been, I think I was just fresh 8. I was a fresh 8.
Mm-hmm.
And all my family had come out from California to Iowa for my sister's wedding. And my family is really into like kung fu movies where they don't speak English and, you know, have like the dub over where their mouths don't match.
I don't know where this is going.
My dad just was really into those movies.
Yeah, I'm so interested by where this is going.
There with my dad and it was my Uncle Caesar. And you know how they fly through the air, right? Okay. In those movies.
Sure.
And I leaned over. I'm like, how do they fly?
Oh, no.
And he leaned over to me and he said,
no,
it's a Chinese secret.
No.
And I went, okay.
Like, why aren't I Chinese?
Respect.
And you just said, okay.
I was like, okay. So I didn't know about effects in movies with ropes and stuff until I was older because I thought it was a Chinese secret. Or specifically in any Asian kung fu, karate, any sort of that thing where they were flying, they didn't use effects because it is specifically a secret to them. But other people, like, that's okay. That's fine.
That is, I've never heard that one.
That's so crazy.
Because it's not real. He probably just made it up in that moment. Because I think I brought it up to him.
I know that's not real. I'm just saying.
I think I actually brought it up to him just this past, like a couple months ago when I saw him. And he just laughed. And I don't think he even had an answer for me. I was like, you told me it was a Chinese secret. And he goes, well, yeah, I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
He's like, probably like, I just said that randomly.
Yeah.
You're like, what's the Mexican secret? What's our superpower?
Salsa.
Eating spicy food.
Eating spicy food.
That's it.
Yeah, but those are mine.
Wow, that's really good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's funny.
I also have two.
Okay.
Because you reminded me of one.
Okay.
Yeah, go for it.
The one you reminded me of was when I was little, I had a bowl cut and I wanted really long hair. So like, as it was growing out, though, I kind of, I was little. It's not like I did this. I wasn't old when I was doing this. But it got to a length where I could, like, chew on my hair.
Okay.
So that was, like, a habit I had was, like, I would suck on or chew my hair when I was little.
Sick.
I know. It's really gross. And so my mom told me, if you do that, your hair won't grow. And I stopped. That broke my habit because I wanted long hair. Like I thought it was so pretty to have like flowing hair. And so I stopped. And then
so that really worked.
It did. Honestly, guys, lie to your kids.
Honestly, how are you guys gonna lie to your kids? That could be a whole episode.
Yeah,
I have some ideas. I have some ideas.
The other one was when I was little, so I like asked Jesus into my heart, you know, whatever.
Amen.
Kindergarten or first grade.
Mm. Mm.
Thank you, Lord.
But I maybe this is like a weird, like an OCD thing that I had, But okay. I kept doing it.
Wait,
just to make sure.
Oh, but then, got it. Absolutely. But then,
no, listen, this is the part that I believed. But then I was like, well, what if every time you like double up? So like you do it once, if you do it again, it knocks it out.
That is,
you know? So I would do it every day and hope that I died on like an odd day.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Oh, man.
And then I finally told my mom about it and she was like, no, honey, like that's not how the gospel works. Like
you are saved. You're going to be fine.
There, that's so sad. You have been living in absolute torture.
Yeah.
Absolute fear, to be honest. You're like, it's April 8th. I can't. Oh,
did I do it yesterday or tomorrow? Did I do it the day before? I don't remember. Yeah.
Because I couldn't remember if I was like, am I doubled up or is it a fresh time again? You know?
Oh, my gosh.
So I would just do it and hope that I died on a time that it was like fresh, you know? Does that make sense?
No, it does.
How many times like do you think you asked Jesus into your heart?
I bet I did it every night for maybe like a couple weeks. Like I don't think it wasn't like years.
Like but 120 times.
It was enough that I told my mom, I was like, I'm just kind of tired of doing it. Like, do I have to keep, you know?
And she's like, no, what? Honey,
that's not like that's man. Not how it works.
That's really
funny. So like I think of that when people say like, yeah, I asked Jesus, like they like know their date that they were saved. You know, people that are like maybe older or even if they like they wrote it down in their Bible. I'm like, yes. I don't know. I just did it a bunch.
You're like, I got saved sure. so many times, you guys.
That's really funny.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Thank you for sharing.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's
Thank you for letting one. Me share.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, that last one kind of ties into one. I was like deathly afraid of tornadoes when I was younger.
You and Bryce both, you freaks.
Virginia.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, which makes no sense for me because I'm not in the Midwest at all. There's
like mountains.
Exactly. And I literally lived in a valley. So like the fear doesn't make sense. But I was so afraid and this was also probably an OCD thing. The way that my curtains were in my bathroom were like kind of like wavy that like I felt like if I noticed it was like a little off kilter, I thought like a tornado was going to come and destroy me. So every time before I showered, I was like, I have to fix
that. Like, is I have an to OCD fix the thing. Curtain
or else a tornado is going to come and take me away. So Whoa. Every time, every day that I showered, I literally and I had to train myself to not look at it so that I wouldn't think
gosh.
About it. But every time I looked at it, and I don't know if it was just like maybe there was a day that I heard about a tornado and then it happened to be a day I looked at the curtain. You know what I mean? I don't know what the moment was, but I remember after that, just every single night that I showered, I was like, is my curtain so the exact funny. Same way that it was? And if not, I'm dead.
Okay.
That sounds
okay. But Kira, I'm not so even bad. Kidding. Bryce was the exact same way, like down to the curtain.
Really?
I'm not kidding.
Wait, down to the curtains?
Down to the curtains. He
Wait,
did the same
I've never
thing.
Heard that.
What yes. movie did you guys watch that like there had to be some seed that was planted?
Wait, that is no, so insane. Weird.
And Bryce would literally go to his parents every night and be like, is there going to be a tornado tonight?
Oh.
And he'd ask during the freaking winter, like, duh, there's not going to be a tornado.
Right. Aww. Okay, well, me and Bryce.
Let's maybe like link you guys up on like tornadoes and stuff as a kid.
Tornado recovery therapy or something.
Okay. Seriously.
That's awful.
Weird.
I don't know where it comes from. Mm-hmm. And again, I pushed past that fear. Literally, we met in Kansas in college.
And
like,
we literally had a tornado warning.
Alley.
And we went outside to watch it.
Yeah, of course.
And at that time, I was okay with it.
Yeah.
Right. So things have changed, but that was my childhood, I guess. But I mean, the thing about my parents is kind of similar to like the hair thing, but it was if we ate too many apple seeds, like we would grow an apple tree in our stomach. No, I feel like that's pretty
like watermelon
classic.
Seeds.
Mm-hmm. Watermelon seeds, popcorn seeds. That was common. Like if you swallow popcorn seeds, you're going to grow a popcorn tree. I'm like, I've never seen a popcorn tree in my life, but I believe that.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think that was just my other like kind of like funny ones that I definitely would believe. So I just all the seeds I would just like throw out, or like if I did swallow it, I would be like I think I would pray, probably be like, Lord, just please, like, don't let me grow a tree in my tummy. And then the next day I would literally be fine. And now I eat apples whole and I don't care about the seeds. So again, lots of turnarounds.
Lots of turnarounds.
Life.
Wow. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You really overcame.
So I overcome a lot of adversity. Thank you. You're an
overcomer.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I sang that. That song makes me so mad.
Who sings
Mandisa?
That?
What's her name?
Good
Mandisa?
Yes, Mandisa. That's what it is. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, do you remember when that song came on? I actually wanted to rip my hair out.
Yeah.
Especially if it came on in the morning, like we were driving to school and then it was like,
oh,
good morning. I was like, ugh.
That's like peak 2007.
Peak 2007.
Oh, in the Christian world. That's it for me. There are probably other ones.
I love
but
that.
What's funny?
The popcorn tree is just.
Hey, what's yours, guys? Like,
yeah. Let us
tell
know.
Us the crazy things you believed as a kid, and maybe believed a little too long.
Uh huh. Actually, what's crazy about the whole tree in your stomach thing? I went one of my deep dives again. Mm. I read that someone actually did swallow a seed, like. No, I'm gonna say it. It like the environment was so right that she literally, or I think it was a he literally did start growing a tree in his tummy. I think he though ate. He tummy, like had
tummy,
to have eaten.
Tummy.
I know. I don't know why I keep saying tummy. I don't know why.
It's so cute.
I'm preparing for your tummy. Children or something.
He grew a tree in his tummy.
But no, literally ate a seed. So it must have somehow gotten from like an actual tree. It wasn't like he ate an apple, but it was like some kind of a seed. Anyways,
okay. Well, actually, to go off of that, I just heard a horror story. There was a guy who accidentally inhaled a seed, and he grew a sprout in his sinus.
Oh, in his sinus?
Yeah. So he was having like terrible pain, and he didn't know why. And he went into the doctor. They literally like there was a sprout growing in his sinus cavity.
Whoa.
So it can't happen, unfortunately.
It can't happen. We don't say that to scare you, but just to inform you.
No. I just put a photo of the... So he found a fir tree inside this guy's lung.
Oh, my
gosh. I don't know, though, how it ended up... That's what I don't get. So it's like, unless you're putting random stuff in your mouth, I don't think like there's ever going to be an issue with that. So maybe he was a little crunchy, just ate things from the earth. But he literally did start growing a tree. Like that's the crazy thing to me. I think there's also a Grey's Anatomy episode about that.
I'm sure there is. There's a Grey's Anatomy episode about everything.
Honestly, both of these sound like Grey's Anatomy episodes.
I know. Maybe it wasn't actually a real conversation.
It was Grey's.
Maybe it just was Grey's.
Wow. It's just Grey's.
Hey, well, guys, thanks for listening. We appreciate you. As always, we'd love to hear from you. Send us an email at itsbeenforeverpod@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, whatever. DM us. We love to hear from you. And we're just really thankful you're here. Give us a rating if you'd like. 4.9. Please. That's fine.
Don't let the flat earth beginning deter you from a 5-star, okay? Please.
We're firing Kiera soon, so.
I know. Yeah. I won't be on next episode.
Yeah.
Don't worry. She'll still be here if she's one of your favorite.
I'll be
here. She's like, no, she's my favorite one. She'll still
be here.
She's
the nicest one out of
five
people.
I know. Like, she's,
you guys
she's
are just
the
so
reason
mean to
why
him.
I'm even
that's
here.
What, people
my mom
tell
is
me
like,
that.
Oh, dang it.
People tell me, like, you guys are just kind of mean to Kiera. And I'm like, no, you don't get it.
They don't get it. You haven't seen her in the way that we've seen her.
My mom's always like, oh, poor Kiera. And I'm like, Mom, she's fine.
Which is funny because I don't feel like the episodes are like that hard. It's just more like,
I know.
It's just like every now and then. Outside of that. It's a lot of like your little quirks that we're like, we don't let
slip.
Like
the one-liners.
Yeah.
That's fair.
But then when either of us mess up a word, no one says anything.
Oh,
it's just when you mess
that's
up.
So true.
Yeah.
That's
we
so
bully
true,
you.
But I take it. It's fine. Yeah. Well, if you want to hear more of this next week, we have a brand new episode Wednesday. Stay tuned. Like Casey said, follow us everywhere so that you can be notified when the next episode drops on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. But we love you guys. And thanks for listening.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.